though this was my first chance in weeks. I was vaguely aware that Ty Day seemed troubled whenever he looked at me. I tried to figure that out, but I couldn't concentrate. It was late. The camp itself was quiet. The soldiers were still forward. Night sentries prowled watchfully, warned that there were stranglers in the enemy camp. They gossiped softly as they paused to warm their hands by their fires. Farther back, some survivors from among the camp followers gathered their pitiful belongings and stole away, before they got rounded up and herded forward again. Vicious fighting continued on the heights. Mugaba intended to contest every foot of ground. Not all the camp followers had been able to get away. Fires on Lady's flank once again began to mask our camp with smoke. Did the captain have some new devilment in mind? I asked him when he turned up a while later. "I hope they think so up there," he said. He couldn't stop grinning. For the rest of his life, I want Mugaba looking over his shoulder, jumping at shadows, thinking there's another trap about to open under his feet. "Maybe there'll be one sometime," he laughed again. All the senior officers began gathering at a fire laid like a Goonie festival bonfire. Politically neutral priests of all faiths performed rites of thanksgiving. Even Lady came in, accompanied by her officers and admirers. She looked like a demigoddess, more real than any Taglian deity but the dreaded Kina. In the modern era, only Kina seemed interested in mundane affairs. But she had a personal interest. Hard to tell who among the crowd was most boggled. Blade settled beside the old man. He couldn't stop grinning. He couldn't stop babbling at his old buddy Swan. Pity Cordy Mather was back home with the woman. He would have gotten a kick out of this, too. I hadn't seen Blade for years. Back then, he'd been a taciturn cynic. Nothing like this. And One Eye had not had time to get a still running yet. Blade bellowed at Croker. Croker bellowed right back. Swan told me, "Don't mind them two. They haven't gotten over the hand-holding stage yet." I guess there must have been a lot of strain while the con was running. The old man heard Swan, but ignored him. "Tomorrow it's good old-fashioned hey-diddle-diddle straight up the middle. The last thing Mugaba will expect from me. Prince, you get first go. Have your men show us how good they are." I took a long drink of water, wishing One Eye had managed to get something made for tonight. But that would not have gone over. None of the Taglian religions tolerated beer, nor did Lady or the Prince, who did not want drunken soldiers screwing things up. But what they did not see, they could not condemn. So I might just suggest to One Eye that he get a move on. I asked, "You're actually going to tell us what's going on?" A lax humor entered the captain's eyes. "Nope." He leaned close, whispered, "Don't let this get out. I don't want anybody easing up, but they're not sending shadows out to spy." He pointed as a fireball headed up the pass. We hadn't seen much of Lady's big magic here yet. "How come?" "They're saving them." He grinned again. This grin took in everyone around us. He spoke to the assembly. "I think you all know what you're expected to do next. Get some rest." How did everybody know what they were expected to do next? The little he had told anyone had been